Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she discovered is that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true even for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that by just adding a few special superfoods to a dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. I think it's fantastic that more and more people these days are becoming conscious of the food they eat, but shouldn't we be taking the same care for our pets? The health of our dogs means so much. So no wonder owners are posting their glowing reviews of Badlands dog food and how it has improved the energy and coat of their beloved dogs. But don't take it from me. Go to badlandsfood.com/frightful and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/frightful.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Frightful, where I'll be sharing something personal that has been on my Patreon for a few months, but I thought I'd share it with you tonight. In the Frightful podcast, I regularly bring you strange stories of the macabre, bizarre, shocking, and paranormal, and so far, all of it has happened to other people. But tonight, I thought I'd share something that happened to me, my own Frightful tale. Hello, I'm Peter Laws, the host of the Frightful podcast and also Creepy Cove Community Church, the Horror Church podcast, and Our Curious Past podcast. Yeah, there's a few too many. Anyway, I've been asked to share a little bit about a spooky experience that I've had. I've had a few unusual experiences, I guess, but one that comes to mind is when I was a teenager. My friends and I would go hunting for ghosts, and we would hop over the fences of abandoned buildings. And when we were able to drive cars, we would go further afield. And I remember one night we kind of broke into a National Trust property somewhere called Dunstanburgh Castle. I think it was National Trust. It was a very dramatic place. And we went there and tried to do a seance in the middle of this spooky old castle. It's very atmospheric. But the one that comes to mind particularly is one night when my friends and I jumped over the fence of this old kind of, not an asylum, but a kind of sanatorium for ex-miners in the Northeast, which is where I was from, where I grew up. And so we ran into this place and we were hunting for ghosts as ever. But at one point we moved around the corner at the back of this old spooky building. And a few of us just saw a strange figure, but it wasn't a ghostly figure. It was more like the silhouette of a bizarre kind of humanoid animal, almost like a rabbit, almost like an alien. I don't know what the heck it was, but it was this very stark silhouette, and it was standing on top of the building, like right on the peak of one of the roofs. and it was starting to crouch down and turning its head to look at us. It was really terrifying, to be honest. And my friends and I just spun on our heels and rushed out of there and sprinted home. And I remember that I whipped out my diary and I wrote a very kind of in-depth description of what had happened. And even though my heart was pounding and I was terrified, I did start to go back. I wanted to go back to see what was there, but I didn't see anything again. But I just had this thought of this kind of tall black figure being there. Anyway, years later, I was at university and I became a Christian. That's a whole other story, but it was a surprise for me to become one of those. And I went to see a church minister who suggested that I might find it helpful to pray through all of the different things I've ever done wrong. And literally, I sat with him and a woman and I just shared everything I've ever done that I've been ashamed of. It was quite an emotional couple of hours. And I shared all of these things. And afterwards, I really did feel quite a weight come off me. But the minister said, "I'm really pleased that you did that." He says, "Because when I saw you the other day, I saw this black figure standing with you. And now that you've done all of that, that figure is gone." I had a little shiver at that, of course. And then, randomly, a week later, I was feeling loads better and encouraged. But a week later, I happened to be performing some kind of middle of the road singing in a Blackpool nightclub. I know, yeah, just making money as a student. And I was up there singing, I think it was "Tell Her About It" by Billy Joel. And that night in the hotel, they gave me a hotel room. I was lying in bed. And as I was lying there, I just looked up and I saw this black figure in my room walking towards my bed. And it could have been a hypnagogic hallucination, you know, half asleep or whatever, but it was really quite frightening. But then it just went, and I've never really experienced that since. I'm totally aware and open to the fact that that might have just been a dream, or we may have mistook something when I was younger, although that was, it was so distinct on top of that rooftop, I don't know. It's fascinated me ever since, and it actually became the inspiration for my second novel called Unleashed, which talks about a tall black rabbit that comes to usher people towards death. And I got a book out of it, but also very stark images that I've never, ever forgotten. Well, there you go. My own frightful tale. Short, but not particularly sweet. But you know, there was one thing that I forgot to mention in that recording for Patreon, which I added in the comment section on Patreon afterwards, and so I thought I'd share that with you now. Remember when I said that I was invited to go to the church to pray with the vicar and someone else that afternoon? Well, the night before, I had very strange and vivid dreams about a wolf-like dog prowling around outside my bedroom window and looking up and putting its paws on the wall to look up at my window. And that was strange, but then the next morning, I needed to get to this prayer meeting via a bus. And so I got on the bus, and on the way, I was just getting the most bizarre sensations. I remember vividly my scalp feeling itchy, weirdly itchy, as if there was something moving through it. And as I was sitting on the bus alone, I was convinced that some insects had fallen out of the top of the bus or something and fallen into my hair, that I'd walked into a spider's web, perhaps, with lots of spiders in it. But no matter how much I shook the hair out, there was nothing there. And I also kept getting these crazy blasts of imagery that would come to mind in a flash. Just really strange stuff, including the image of a many-eyed goat, which is something that I'd seen in a 1980 William Hurt film called Altered States, which is filled with a lot of strange and frightening religious imagery. Put it this way, it was a very unusual experience. And maybe it was all just psychosomatic, or perhaps I was just nervous about having this unusual prayer meeting. But I'd never felt that way before, or since. Well, what do you make of this strange little story of mine? Well, if you want to get in touch and connect with me about this and indeed other frightful stories, then you can follow me on Twitter at RevPeterLaws or search for the Frightful Podcast page on Facebook. But the best way to connect is via my Patreon at patreon.com/PeterLaws, where you can get ad-free episodes of both this show, Frightful, and Our Curious Past, but also a lot of extras, including an exclusive Frightful and Our Curious Past cup. Just something to keep you warm on these cold nights. Well, I'm Peter Laws, and you've been listening to Frightful. Goodbye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.